Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology podcast. My name is Nikolai Humphreys. This week, to discuss a new study published in the journal, I'm joined on the phone by Professor Majid Azati from the Faculty of Medicine School of Public Health at Imperial College London. Hello, Majid. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Nikolai. It's good to be with Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology.
Thank you, Majid. Could you tell our listeners what was the aim of the study and what prompted you to undertake it in the first place?
Sure. The aim of the study was to try to get a handle on whether the different ways in which we actually define what diabetes is affects how we count the number of people with diabetes around the world. We all know that because of factors like increasing obesity around the world, there is a lot of concern about rising burden of diabetes. It's disabling, it's costly for the health systems, and there is a lot of interest, including in the new global targets that have been set by the World Health Organization, to track diabetes. Now, to do that, we actually need to have a definition of it, that we go in populations around the world and measure it. And in fact, it turns out that there are different ways of defining it, and we wanted to know how those different ways affect our counting of diabetes.
What was the main finding?
So we don't have a single main finding because this was meant to be more of a methodological study. But we do find, in some sense, as the biggest summary of this, is that it has a really large effect on what you estimate, how many diabetics there are in a country. So in terms of planning for health services and a lot of other things, what approach you use. We have been quite loose in actually taking different definitions of diabetes. One office of Ministry of Health does one survey, another research group does another, and they use very different approaches. So in some sense, actually, our biggest message is that there needs to be very serious consideration in not just how to define diabetes in a clinical setting, but how to do it in a population-based measurement. How do we count in a country how many diabetics there are? We have to pay particular attention to our definition of diabetes, and we have to actually balance our ease of measurement, which would actually send us towards using a measure called hemoglobin A1C, which is easiest to measure perhaps, and the rigor and making sure that we catch the most number of diabetics. And I'll leave it to that for us to actually sort of set up the process to set this and to seriously debate feasibility versus comprehensiveness.
Thank you, Majid. What are the implications of your findings for national level and global diabetes surveillance?
Well, I think, again, the sort of the main implication is a key finding of the study is that you have actually been very inconsistent in different countries, in different points in time, and between different researchers in this definition. People have, in how we define diabetes, everybody has brought their legitimate but very different sets of assumptions to this. And are actually one of our, in some sense, if you wish, one of our key implications is they need to pause, they need to actually accept compromises that exist and work towards consistency and comparability. We argue that our best approach for the coming 5 years is probably to continue to use fasting glucose, but if we choose to use hemoglobin A1C, to try to have a subset of people who still have their fasting glucose measured so that we can actually internally to each study compare them to one another.
Thank you, Majid. My final question, how should researchers take these findings into account in future studies of diabetes prevalence?
I think researchers especially should actually be trying to do as much as possible, and if resources allow it, in multi-country studies, measuring multiple biomarkers of diabetes. I think researchers especially have the slight, if you wish, luxury or the freedom to actually get deeper than let's say ministries of health might be able to do in population-based surveys. And that's where we actually would want to measure as much as we can hemoglobin A1C, make sure that we standardize the measurements, measure fasting glucose in as many of the same people as we can. And if it's possible, and that may become a harder thing, to even include some glucose challenge tests, to have this, to build up this database of actually comparability and be able to help surveillance, to help ministries, to help global and public health institutions to make their surveillance more comparable.
Majid Azati, thank you for taking the time to speak with me on the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology podcast.